Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this June the 10th on the West Coast, now June the 11th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and hope you find the show not just interesting, but also informative. Well, what's going on in the world? We have now four wars going on in the Middle East. We're not hearing much about what's going on in Yemen. I hear there are drones dropping bombs over there. And, of course, they were successful in starting another uprising, this time in Libya. And you've got riots going on in Syria, as we predicted several months ago this would occur. And it's getting so bad that people have to start considering who is going to save the planet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're very proud to present Edward is White Tribe.
Go now! Just a little gospel thing to get it started. You can help us by putting your hands together. Come on, children.
Thank you.
Your winners, White Trash. What a name for a band. He hit it right. Save the planet. Who's going to save this planet? Who's really thinking about what's going on the planet? That's why I played that song tonight. It seems like the best representation, without going into a rant, of describing our responsibilities as human beings. That said, I'm going to bring on tonight's guest who has been gracious and patient, waiting in the wings. He is my co-host every Friday night on Evident Footprints, our resident science advisor, because he is a scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher, Mr. Jim Murray. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Don. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, did that get you fired up thinking about who's going to save the planet here?
Well, I don't know if fired up is quite the right word, but it certainly had an effect on me. And the guy has some set of lungs, I'll say that for him.
Oh, yes. He's a classic, yes. Well, you know, this war, it's so obvious what's going on. Why don't people see this?
Well, why don't they see anything?
You want me to answer that question?
No, I don't think you can. I mean, we've been over it a million times. You know, what are we going to do? I'll tell you what's going to happen when things really get super drastic, so that it's no longer capable of being denied. All of a sudden, the lights will go on. Everybody will see it, and then guess what? It'll be too late.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right. That's the history of the human race. Always several steps behind reality.
Yeah, I spent the day, Jim, reviewing some old videos, interviews about life on other planets. And I have to tell you, a lot of what's been out there, there's so much bunk about it. The only place that no one has gone, if you believe these people, is to planet Earth. They've gone everywhere else. Or they've met beings from all over. Now, I don't discount that, because I make those claims myself, that very claim, to be in touch with an off-planet group who happen to be listening and relaying this show to over 2,000 planets in the galaxy. It's a fact. And so when I'm listening to people talk about things that I know are a little bit even conflicting within the information that's coming from that one source, you have to say to yourself, okay, why do they put this stuff out? Well, because there have been people telling the truth about what's going on in the universe. And there have been numerous psyops to stop the information from coming out. Certain people are better communicators, possibly, than others. Or it becomes a matter of when they're telling the truth, and you can't lie about the truth except to try to assail the messenger and the integrity of the messenger. And they do that because they know the messenger is telling the truth. Then it really shows the depravity of who is running this planet. These people tell us that they're going to fix this, they're going to fix that, they're going to stop the drugs from coming into the country when it's they who are bringing them into the country. And then they're manufacturing the drugs that actually they might as well be poison asps waiting for the next Cleopatra to come along. Pills, medicines that they tell you are going to make your problems go away with a bucket full or a bushel full of other problems. They tell us why prices are up, why prices are down, why the economy is good, why the economy is bad. But they never, ever seem to be able to fix any of the problems that they have created. You see, why can't the people see who is creating the problem? We have energy problems merely because they're playing games with the energy that's been made available to us and the methodologies of power production that have been made available to us. So they haven't solved that problem. They have problems in education, but they are the ones policing and enforcing and dictating what the indoctrination program that they like to call education is going to consist of, and how it will be administered to the dumbed down goyim, or the sheeple, as some like to call them, in the patriot community. They don't seem to be able to solve any of the problems that they've created. In fact, that's the whole idea. Create problems, cause the people to react to them, and then we bring the solution, which is nothing more than another problem. In every instance, without exception, the only way to save the planet is to get rid of the whole lot of them. Now, how that takes place should be a mutual decision by everybody who's suffered under this cabal that likes to call themselves the Illuminati, who are really nothing but a bunch of off-planet reptilian pedophiles and perverts, and Satanists. I basically said everything I have to say in that short little rant I just did. I'm sure you're going to agree with me. So So I'm not.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I mean, I hope that's not all that there is to say. Otherwise, the show will be very short.
Well, you know, as far as ranting without allowing you, you know, an equal time on the show, I want to give you that courtesy. I want to allow you to speak your piece because this insanity, it's like a broken record, you know. It's like an old Slim Whitman record that somebody found in somebody's garage or in their basement, and it's warped and it's cracked and maybe even missing a chunk. And somebody's telling you, oh, you can glue it back together and it'll play. And then when you hear it, you're sorry you glued it back together. You know, may he rest in peace. I just use that as an example because it might as well be a KTEL ad on TV. What's going on in this planet? Might as well, you might as well sell something along with it. You know? We've not been selling anything. That's the one thing behind the message that you and I and my other guests on the show predominantly, we'll say 99% of my guests, really don't have anything to sell. And so we're not trying to convince something, the people that the world is messed up and if you buy a product that we have that it'll fix everything. Look at the money that's being stolen from people around the world by alleged governments, which is really nothing, as I've said a million times, more than organized crime. Just organized crime dictating what people are going to do, what they're going to allow, and what they're not going to allow. That's all it is. It's a no-win situation that way. It's not going to change. Whether you believe in it or not, it's not going to change unless people do something about it. You know, the words to that song, who will it be, Mr. Black? Who will it be, Mr. White? Who will it be, Mr. Wrong? Who will it be, Mr. Right? It's like everybody's waiting for somebody else to do it. Oh, yeah, let's be surprised. Well, you know, they got their no-legged Mac Daddy in there posing as the leader of the free world. And I'm outraged and incensed when I hear a commercial for some product where they're saluting the soldiers, the men and women overseas, who are protecting the freedoms in this country. They're not protecting any freedoms. The intention of a war is to murder people. It's a fancy word. It's like commission when they're investigating crimes like 9/11 or the Kennedy assassination. They don't have to apply the law. They spin and make up things and discount the truth. You see, we have no truth anymore on this planet. We have a lot of con men pretending. Con men, and you know, if that's the appropriate word, what do you call a male reptilian? You know, is it a man or is it just a reptilian? But you have these people in politics, in the media, in business that are the spokesperson, the role models for society, and society couldn't be any more dysfunctional than it is at this current time, except to cease to exist. Then the dysfunctionality stops at that point. And anything you want to say, Jim?
Well, it's hard to even find a place to start. But since you asked, one of the things that irks me very deeply is the situation with our education. You mentioned dumbing down of the public. Well, it's been a very successful campaign. There's no two ways about that. I was just listening to a program today where they were making comments about some of the things that are so far out that I couldn't even imagine it. But huge percentages, and I'm talking about like 50-60% of our high school students, don't know where the U.S. is on a global map. They don't know where the Pacific Ocean is. They don't know where Canada is. I mean, it's unbelievable the kind of stuff that's going on. And if they don't even know normal things like that, I mean, I can't even fathom that. Well, I'm sure that when you get to the more interesting subjects like differential calculus, forget it. You know, they can't even add up a grocery bill. You know, in the old days, they made change by counting it out. Now, you know, the cash register tells you how much you give back, you know, when you buy something. Nobody even has to think. So, I mean, if they can't function in the everyday world with normal things that I guess I've taken them for granted ever since I was a kid because I've learned them so early in life, but if they can't function in that respect, how do you expect them to fathom the complexities of what's going on in the world?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pathetic.
Yeah.
I also think that there's a grand awakening coming. I don't care what anybody says, and I certainly don't know how it's going to manifest itself. But this garbage can't go on forever. It just can't.
Yeah, I wonder how so many parents, young parents, can allow their children to be abused under such a system. You know, we've spoken about the teacher's side of this on past shows, you and I and some of my other guests, how they feel about what's being done, what they're being commanded to do. And this, you know, during the last Bush administration, they came out with this statement, "No child left behind." What does that mean? They're going to abduct all of them? That's going on, and everybody turns a blind eye to that. Or does it mean that they're not going to leave the kid there hanging, standing there with the bag, you know, in his hand, an empty bag? What does that mean? No child left behind. Somebody says that in a speech, and everybody stands up and applauds. But what the heck did anybody say? No child left behind. They're robbing the public funds that are raised to support the public schools. They're charging outrageous amounts of money to belong to a university, and this is for permission to work, to have a special certificate that you're a made man or a woman. You're in a certain elite circle now. In other words, you can go into that system and make a lot of money for virtually doing nothing. Now, I'm not saying that there are teachers out there that don't do anything. It's the system telling them not to do anything. Taking the arts and the sciences, the real arts and the real sciences, out of the equation. And certainly language, communicative skills are not there. They can't write a sentence. They don't know the difference between a capital letter and a lowercase letter and a comma and a period. Forget about pluralizing nouns or writing phonetically. I mean, it's pathetic what's going on. Oh, it's cool to do that. Everybody that bought into using numbers for words has merely demonstrated that they themselves have been turned into a mindless puppet or an automaton. That doesn't seem to bother people. I don't understand why the parents aren't outraged about their kids being brainwashed. Or one can argue, well, the parents have been brainwashed. Why is it some people haven't been totally brainwashed, Jim? What is it? What is it about the universe that doesn't allow that to occur?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I wish I did. But I can tell you one thing. Ever since I was a kid, I've always had a truth meter inside myself, and I've listened to it. And when something, you know, just doesn't feel right, or feels like a lie, or I don't even want to use the word that just came to my mind. But anyway, when it doesn't ring right with me, I reject it. I prefer to find out if I'm right or wrong myself. And I've done that with everything. Okay, it's been costly at times because everybody makes mistakes, myself included. But I'd rather fall on my face 1,000 times and at least be able to get up on my own 2 feet and say, well, I understand exactly why that happened, rather than subject myself mindlessly to somebody else's guidance, you know, when I'm not even sure what the true nature of their agenda is. I just won't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know why other people are afraid to live that way. What's the big deal? The only thing I can think of is, like you said, they're just so enmeshed in the system that, you know, it's easier to live that way, let's face it. You don't have to think. You don't have to worry about opposition. You don't have to make waves. You just sort of go along mindlessly looking at the scenery. The fact that the boat is headed over a falls doesn't seem to bother anybody.
Yeah, someone who has awakened to anything recognizes that there's more to something, and along with that comes the recognition that they have a responsibility to share that with others, to bring it to the attention of others. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to hold a gun to their head to get them to accept it. You know, it's like the matter of beings from other planets. To say that there is no other life in the universe is absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd. There's life here. Now, to say that this is the highest, most intelligent form of life in the universe is just as absurd as the first statement. That somehow this place just appeared out of nowhere, and the creatures living off of it have appeared out of nowhere, and there's no purpose, there's no point, there's no beginning, no ending, no destination, nothing to be responsible for. Yet there's people or beings on this planet telling everybody what to do. It doesn't make any sense, you see. It's a contradiction. It's an oxymoron. It's moronic.
You don't have to twist my arm when it comes to that. I mean, I've often wondered how it's possible that people can look at the starlit sky at night and see literally untold millions of stars. And nowadays, the ignorance is not so profound as it was in the Dark Ages. We at least know that each of those stars, or at least very many of them, have planetary systems. So you're talking about literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of planets that could possibly have some form of life. Sure, they're not all going to be brilliant civilizations. Some of them might be, you know, much lower creatures, but it doesn't make any difference. If you look at it from that perspective, it's mathematically impossible for us to be the only intelligent life forms. I mean, then we would surely be freaks if that was the case. You know, I was talking to a guy just the other day about that, and I said, okay, if you really and truly don't think there's any life anywhere else except on this lonely rock, then what the heck is all that real estate up there for? You know, what is the point of having an entire universe filled with potential planets that could harbor life and us be the only ones? What would be the purpose of such a universe? Why couldn't you then just have one star and one sun and nothing else? You know, the creator overdid it, apparently.
Yeah, that's the gist of what I'm saying. I mean, anyone with half a brain would ask his or herself that question. But do we hear, do we get the truth from those that profess to be the experts in those areas? No. You know, there's this search in the scientific community in the area of inventions designed to solve man's problems, one being sources of energy for power production. You're that's right up your alley. That's what your career, that's what your life has been about. And there's this this obsession with discovering anti-gravity, or this, they already have it. They already know what it is. It's been given to them by beings from off planet. That's a recurring story. That's real. They're not, these guys aren't smart enough to figure that out for themselves. I can tell you by how they run everything else that they run on the planet. And it's being run for the purpose of taking it over. Everything that's a malady on this, on the face of this surface of this planet and underground and under the seas is based on a dysfunctional system. It's a dead end street. We know that. So where's the intelligence? Where's the wisdom in that? Where's the consciousness? I heard a guy, this is from an interview probably back around 2001 or 2002. I'm not even going to mention his name. But basically, he's saying that the planet is run by reptilians, but he's got communication with other beings that are 50,000 years ahead of us spiritually. And maybe even more so technologically speaking, like the only two things to consider are spirituality and technology, and not necessarily in that order. But then he's describing the reptilians as being spiritual beings. Now, you know, if you look at the dichotomy that's necessary to have love and intelligence and wisdom and a heart and to be conscious, then that has to be the opposite. Spirituality can be dark, no doubt, okay? But I don't see those people who have been for thousands of years gradually, secretly, and this is the dichotomy in what he says. This is the oxymoron of his statement, is that they're making this place a better place. For whom? For what purpose? Better place than what? You know, better than it is? I mean, it's sliding down the chute, the poop chute. So, I mean, you know, these arguments and these testimonials that come out professing to have this intergalactic consciousness and this intergalactic connection, and there's no demonstration of any sanity or any logic, and certainly not spirituality. I could read the guy's body language and watch his eyes. Every time he made a statement, his eyes said he was telling a lie. Now, the guy has to be mind-controlled. If this is such a spiritual thing, and we're moving into the fourth dimension, and that's where all the spirituality is going to be addressed, the spiritual issues, why does it have to be done secretly? Why does it have to be done under the thumb of millions and millions of laws that are nothing but just games? They're board games being played. Just more means of taking more money, depleting the wealth of those that live on the planet, who are the only producers of anything worthwhile, for that matter. All the destruction comes from the same source. And this is the only planet in the universe that has life? My goodness. Those that trust that there's a creator have overestimated his capacity to create anything, if that's true. But on the other hand, who are these guys to make the statements that they make and set up these systems that are obviously set up conversely to the laws of nature and the laws of the universe. Like you said,
don't forget, Don. I mean, they don't care about any of that. They'll make a decision to do something for God knows what reason, and once they do, they just keep on spouting it off as if it was the truth. And they, you know, it's that same old story. If you tell a big lie long enough, everybody thinks it's the truth. Mm-hmm. That's what they've been doing. But that's the whole point right there. Nobody questions anything. You know, that's the amazing part. How many times do you have to tell somebody that, you know, black is white or up is down before they actually start to believe it? But, I mean, I guess if you're brainwashed from the time you're a kid, it's a lot easier job. And plus, you see all your peers doing the same thing. Kind of reminds me of that movie, The Time Machine. You know, when the Morlocks got hungry, they just start blowing these whistles, and all these poor slobs mindlessly marched into the slaughterhouses. And when they had enough, they just turned off the whistles. Nobody questioned anything. That's exactly what we do. I mean, to the T. And people get offended when you tell them that. But yet they lack the ability to see themselves objectively. That's exactly what they do. You know, a good example of that is the military. Okay, guys, time to go over here and destroy this country. Let's go. You see, anybody say, well, why are we doing it? It's like, where's my gun? Nobody questions anything.
We have to take this guy out, or we have to destroy this country before they destroy us. It's always that precept. I mean, there's never any sanity behind any of it.
No, not a bit.
You know, it's the instigators portraying themselves. You know, well, this is the insanity of it. It's the antagonists portraying themselves as the protagonists. That's the farce of the whole thing right there. I'm sure there's a lot of good people in the military that somewhere in their soul, they're really under the conviction that they're doing the right thing, that somehow they're stopping oppression in the world. And at the same time, they are the oppressors. They fail to see what's right before their eyes. And they have to be brainwashed. And they have to have bought all the accoutrements that come with the position. Oh, yeah, we're going to pay your education. We're going to give you a pension. You stay with us for 20 years and you can retire and, you know, we'll take care of you. Don't worry. And what do? They give these guys assignments to go out and raid a bank or raid some repository of valuable antiquities that were surreptitiously financed by one of the banking families that wants to hoard it for their own possessions, even take it off planet or into an underground base so that they can pet it and sniff it and lie down and sleep with it. And then they knock off the soldiers who were assigned to do it. They know this goes on. Why don't they stand up to it? No, you can't do that. They'll court-martial me. Court-martial's nothing.
Maybe they don't realize that for every one of them that gets knocked off, there's a huge insurance payment that goes right to the U.S. government.
Sure.
Not to the family, to the government.
Yeah, we've talked about that. And it's the same with the rest of the citizens in this country, too. From the time they're born, there are bonds taken out on them. So they anticipate a certain financial value out of each person, as if each person is some kind of a machine or a page in a book. It's got a value. We assign it that value. And when the individual is gone, then we cash in on the money. And I'm sure they've cashed in on it beforehand. But they try not to. So you have this crazy, crazy system that just is it's a parasite eating itself is what it is. You know, I don't know.
Well, the thing that I've always been puzzled about is if you compare the world, let's say, before World War One, with what we got now, there's absolutely no comparison between the two eras. I mean, from the standpoint of education, from the standpoint of personal wealth, from the standpoint of culture, from the standpoint of awareness, I think the whole thing has been a downhill trip. So let's look at a projection 5, 10, 15 years from now. What are you going to have? You're going to have 300 million garden slugs mumbling around, not sure which way is up. And what really makes me puzzle is once they've gotten humanity to that point, what will they have? That's the thing that's really weird. I mean, there's got to be some semblance of intelligence and some kind of basic ability left in a slave, or else it's useless. And so in the long run, if they succeed in really dragging humanity down to the lowest common denominator, they are, in effect, they're putting limits on the kind of life that they can enjoy. So none of it makes any sense.
Yeah. In a way, if you look at the whole aspect of taking over a planet, why has it taken so long for this to occur? Why does it take thousands of years? Look at the destruction that's been done to it since the no-legged Mac Daddy took office in 2009. Look how much it has decayed. Well, the whole process prior to that was the setup for that. That's why things have seemed to pick up pace. But in general, if these beings are so all-knowing and so all-powerful, why did they just sort of plod along through history and take their good old time with it? Was it so much that they were just so busy in other parts of the galaxy that they couldn't devote enough attention to it? Or was it because they're dumb? Is it because they're stupid? Backwards, if you want. Maybe moronic from inbreeding. Is that a possibility? You know, I tend to think that really they're not as all-powerful as they are, which is why this world is based on so much illusion. You know, we are creative beings by nature, and it's our nature to create ourselves individually and then collectively. Not to have everything be created for us in terms of this is what you're allowed to do and this is what you're not allowed to do. This is what you can have and this is what you can't have. This is what you can be and this is what you can't be. And these are beings that certainly know that we're capable of doing it, which is the whole reason why this repressive system has been designed as it has.
Well, the only answer I can think of for that is that the system is an attempt to take the most from the people with their cooperation and yet not let them catch on to the true purpose of the situation, you know, which is just a clever way of stealing. And, you know, the whole point of the term reptilian, it really is a descriptive verbiage that allows you to get a picture of the type of mind you're dealing with. I mean, look at an alligator. The only thing they really understand is, you know, making little alligators and getting their next meal. Did you ever see one compose a concerto? or build a skyscraper or anything like that. No. They just wallow around in the mud until they get hungry or until they get horny. And that's the basic description. And so the whole thing seems to be that this reptilian brain is kind of like the alligator brain. It only is a self-serving mechanism that is very limited in its personal scope, with the exception of whatever goals it has set for itself. And the problem with that is that sooner or later, it's bound to show its hand, and it's bound to fail. Now, you mentioned something earlier, which I agree with 100%, and that is that a lot of the stuff that has gone before was a setup for what's coming now. The problem with that is that in the past, they were very, very careful to be as secretive and unnoticed as possible. But now that they're in the frantic acceleration mode, where they want to grab the world and they want to have their way at all costs and they want to do it quickly, they're not taking the same precautions as before. And they've got some incredible idiots in charge of things. I think that sooner or later, even the dumbest human beings are going to realize that they're being had. It's just a question of time.
Yes. Technology has been used on this planet to control and to injure people. I don't care what the medical community, how they would fire back at that statement, because if their gadgets, their electronic or their technological gadgets, their X-ray machines and their MRI machines, which is nothing but a glorified Tesla coil being misapplied, or their scanners or whatever other devices they have, their brainwave generators and audio frequency generators. Everything they have created, they cause illness. They cause disease. They cause confusion. They cause disruption. The word healing is not intended. You know, it's a word in a vocabulary. Oh, someone who's talking about healing cannot talk about healing. That's their right to determine. Well, they don't claim anything they sell heals, and rightfully so, because it doesn't. It just prolongs or antagonizes an already imbalanced situation in an individual or in a whole group of people. So their technology, in terms of what good it's done, doesn't apply to medicine, doesn't apply to security the way they're using it in the airports. It doesn't apply to peace when they use it to create war and murder people. All they do is wreak death and destruction everywhere they go. It's quite easy to see where they go. Just listen to what they say. They're telling us where they're going. But they're not telling us the truth about where they're going or why they're going there. They like to be secret about it. If they're so all powerful, why do they have to be secret about it? You know, I ask that question for the listening audience to consider that. These people that you're so worried about taking over everything, why are you so afraid of them? Because they have this illusion called money? You know, you could put yourself, you know, if you have an oak tree and it has acorns, you could pretend that determine that those acorns are worth more than gold. Suddenly you're richer than the people with gold. Why does it have to be gold that makes people rich? That's the insanity of all this. Everybody is so in the box, backed up into a corner or painted into a corner where they feel like there's no way out. And it's just some paint on the ground that's stopping them from taking a step in any direction. It never ceases to amaze me. Everybody wants to hear this message from somewhere else beyond this place. Yet at the same time, they want to ridicule anyone that brings a message from beyond this place. That's the insanity of it. Now, right now, everything's a nuclear catastrophe around the planet. And I'm not saying that there's no radiation. There's certainly enough depleted uranium floating around. And now more, with more wars going on and more people being killed and more bombs being dropped and bullets being fired and rockets and hand grenades and missiles, there's more radiation around. But to blame it on an event that was an artificially created event like Japan is just more of the same lies. And it comes to a point where people are going to have to say, it's over. We're not going to accept any more wars. We're not going to fund any wars. We're not going to work to fund wars. We're going to stay alive. We're going to support our families. We'll teach our own children. Thank you. And we're going to hold you accountable for what you've done in your attempt to destroy this planet. And if you're a reptilian, you're out of here now. That's the attitude people have to start getting. You're so elite, find yourself a loftier place somewhere else. You're so smart, you can figure out the way to do that. Because the time is running out on both sides, Jim, not just on one side.
Yeah, I mean, people forget that there's actually a third contender in this whole thing. And that's the message I've been trying to bring for years now. You know, you got the good guys and you got the bad guys, and they're trying to outsmart each other or enslave one or the other. But all of the commotion and all of the horror that they create in the process of doing this is affecting the third party, which is Mother Earth. And, I mean, it's going to happen. I just read a thing today where they have finally made some kind of a revelation or a disclosure about the fact that all of the planets in our solar system are being affected by the changes in the sun. It isn't just Earth, and it's not due to the greenhouse effect and all this other stuff. And they went through quite a listing of changes that have been noted by various space probes and astronomical observations and things of that sort. And there's no question that something is happening. It's not just happening on Earth, it's happening all over the place. And we don't know what the outcome of that could be. But I'm telling you that this is a conscious entity that we're riding on. And there are forces at work which make A-bombs and rockets and all that other garbage totally insignificant. I mean, just consider your average annual hurricane that comes up the East Coast. You know, the power that's associated with one of those storms is literally equivalent to thousands of A-bombs, not just one or two, thousands of them. And that's Mother Nature just having a hiccup. Imagine if she gets PO'd. I don't know why people can't grasp that. You know, even in the Bible, it talks about the fact that the earth was destroyed in the past. you know, we got the story of Noah. There's a, sure, it was done with a flood. That's what they say. But the point is that every single major civilization on the planet has the same legend. So it doesn't really matter what the cause was. The point is something happened. There's enough proof that even if we don't know the details, we should be aware of the fact that something definitely happened. And I think we're getting to the point where something's going to happen again. Just remember that the survivors will be few and far between.
It's apparent that the majority of people on this planet have been lulled into this ideology or this thought form that the only danger that is a threat to the world, to the world system, and the safety and security of humanity is box cutter wielding hijackers from Arab countries or from outer space. You know, the story is, you know, they're fighting terrorism, right? But outer space, the rest of the universe itself is also being accused of being a terrorist. You know? And we have to protect ourselves. You know,
well, the irony of it is you can't do it anyway. If the story is true, you got to figure that these people have come from, you know, hundreds of light years away with vehicles and weapon systems and technologies that we don't have. So if that's all true, then who's fooling who? They could land and take over anytime they want to.
Yeah, or it's going to happen because somebody made a calendar. You know, and there's this calendar. So, you know, the calendar, we interpret the calendar as this is foretelling the end of the world. So why the secrecy? Why is it necessary to suppress the truth? Well, the simple answer, it's all BS. That's why. All these things are nothing but distractions and illusions. And then we get to the issue. You know, we can keep pointing this out to people, Jim, you and I. We've done it probably 1,000 times over the past 4 years. The responsibility of making something out of this thing that we call life is still there. Not these horse-pucky psychological operations that intelligence agencies, which is an oxymoron, again, they're not intelligent. Somehow that's intended to make us believe that the beings that work in intelligence agencies are smarter than anyone else. Well, then they should be our leaders if they're so darn smart. But they're just agents. They call themselves what they are. They're just agents. They're cogs in a wheel or spokes on a wheel. That's all they are. They're not the wheel. And you hit a mud puddle, they get dirty too. This idea that existence is a constant threat, that we always have to be threatened by something, is insane to me. It's insane. And there are those out there that are making a living off of this insanity and have been doing it for tens of thousands of years. Doing it through their bloodline so the secret doesn't get out. So that no one figures this out before they've taken complete control. If it takes them that long, they're not as powerful as anyone thinks they are. Oh, you mean it's power if you can kill someone? You can murder someone, that's power? Or if you can lie? lie to the world. There's still going to be a few on the planet that see the truth and have solutions as well.
Well, not only that, but down through the years, I mean, even their history, as intensive as it has been upon domination, has not been a linear progression either. You know, there have been times when there were revolutions. There have been times when these type of elite have been squashed, and they had to regroup and start over again. And that's another reason why they haven't succeeded yet in their mission. And, you know, the occasional squashing process is inevitable, because nobody wants to be under the thumb or the boot of somebody else. And sooner or later, even the most sedate and disinterested human being is going to fight back. It just has to hit them the right way, and all of a sudden, this character will do a 180-degree turnaround. And I think that's part of the reason why things have progressed the way they do, too, Don, is the fact that they don't think they're not aware of the idiosyncrasies of human nature. You know, it's like the old trick of boiling the frog by slowly lowering, raising the temperature. They don't want to flip that switch and have everything be destroyed so that they have to start over again. And so I think they take things in little measures, and then they back off, and then they take them in another little measure and back off, and just seeing what they can get away with. But occasionally you wind up with a megalomaniac. We don't have to mention any names. And he will overstep his bounds until finally they'll actually see through the guise, and there will be negative ramifications. So in that regard, I think it's a cycle that reoccurs over and over again.
Yeah, I heard someone make a comment today, and this is more along the lines of what's happening in everybody's everyday life. Someone's considering or made the suggestion on one of these elite levels that they raise the price of gasoline. In fact, I heard it was the President of the United States that suggested that they raise the price of gasoline, or I should say oil per barrel, crude oil, up by $100 a barrel. And then that would force people to buy economy cars. Now, for years, people were demanding that the auto manufacturers in this country come up with a more fuel-efficient vehicle, and it's not necessarily related to size. It's related to the fuel. The horsepower.
And the engine.
Yes, and the engine, exactly. So they had the knowledge, the technical knowledge to provide this to humanity, but instead, all the money they pilfered went into other things, things that we talk about that they don't want us to talk about because it's the truth. We expose the corruption that's gone on. Can't have that. You know, I was a politician. I was voted in, even though we know that elections are rigged. They're totally rigged. People need to get that out of their system, that somehow they voted a person into office. It's never happened, and it never will, until you get rid of the system, which is corrupt through and through, from top to bottom, inside and out. It never ceases to amaze me how much corruption is revealed, and occasionally they'll throw a sacrificial lamb out there to make it appear that they're watching, they've got our best interests at heart, when it's really a way to cause another diversion, another misdirected play for us to watch and occupy our thoughts and our consciousness with, while they continue and ramp up the corruption that's going on secretly behind the scenes. But they never counted on, with this technology, with the internet and with the electronics that exist, cell phones and the different communications devices that people use to contact people in different parts of the world, that we would figure out what was going on. They thought it would just enrapture us and capture our total attention, and that we would be so mesmerized by it, which many people are, that we wouldn't see what was going on, and that we wouldn't let each other know that we were aware of that. See, that's the impact that the truth has had. So they've had to speed up this operation, but they've made a lot of mistakes, and they're continuing to make mistakes. And while all this is going on, none of the problems are being solved. You see, energy is supposed to be the cause for all the calamities on the planet right now. Global warming and peak oil and all the other garbage that they spew. When they are the ones creating the viruses and the bacteria and spraying them on the people and lying to us about it. I mean, we see it. How stupid does anybody have to be to not be able to tell the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail? And notice when chemtrails started being sprayed. This was not some phenomena that just started, where the whole ecosystem and the atmosphere and the ionosphere of planet Earth turned upside down and inside out overnight. This has been accelerated over time, over decades. It's been going on. Same thing with radiation. Same thing. It's not a new thing. My God, I watched a film last night of the ringworm children. This came out of Israel, where the Israeli health department was shooting X-rays anywhere up to from 350 to 600 Rentgen into little boys and girls who had ringworm on their heads. And the ones that survived ended up with brain tumors and every other ugly aberration that you can imagine.
And did it kill the ringworm?
Well, in most cases it did, and it killed the host too.
Well, see, that wasn't the point. The point was to kill the ringworm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you have to look at the bigger picture, Don.
These were children coming to Israel from the United States to celebrate the new country, you see. And they were using antiquated X-ray equipment given to them by the United States. And you couldn't listen to these kids who are now adults talk about what they felt and what was happening around them and to them, and accept the piss poor excuses that were given to them by the Israeli government. Finally, they got one doctor to tell the truth. Yes, they were giving them too much. They were petitioning that they lower the amount of radiation to 0.5 Rentgen. Okay? They were giving them 350 on the average, up to 600. No creature on earth can withstand that. And the Israeli government swept it under the rug. The people didn't give up. And that movie documents it. Now, am I an anti-Semite for saying that? Well, the people in the movie are calling them Ashkenazis. I've identified the people correctly in my research, and so have others. You see? So this isn't anti-Semitism. This is calling it what it is. These are people pretending to be Semitic. See? And why this worldwide obsession over this little country that really is causing all the problems? There's the Hegelian dialectic again. They're running the media, they're running the banks, they're running all the corporations, they're bribing governments, they're blackmailing governments, extorting governments. Doesn't anyone see that? And all this, oh, poor old Israel. Why aren't we saying poor old Bangladesh? Every time a wave hits that country, thousands of people are killed. And they're starving. Why don't we give them billions of dollars? See? It's so apparent what's going on. Are the Israelis the only problem here? No. The reptilians are the problem. And some other off-planet groups. There are more than, I'm not being fair blaming it all on the reptilians. Plenty of people have seen them. I don't make the videos that are on YouTube of shape-shifting. There are plenty of them. I didn't write the books and the stories about shapeshifters. I haven't had to. Plenty of people have done that, and they're very on point. They're telling the truth. So we are not alone in the universe, and certainly the way this place is being run right now, it's headed for destruction. There's no doubt about it. I'm not trying to scare people. This isn't about fear. It's just seeing it for what it is. It doesn't have to be that way. That's the point I'm making here. And I know you feel the same way.
I do.
A lot of people hadn't heard about that experiment. And I have to tell you, you become so angry when you hear the spin that the media puts on world events. And you see this group of kids who were basically tortured. They were used as guinea pigs for experiments. And, they haven't stopped using radiation on people ever since then. They described how they had a woman working on these kids. She would work on each kid for about an hour. She would go in another room and be standing in a protected area. They knew what they were doing. And every single witness that came forward that survived described their own cancer, premature aging. One guy took you for a walk in the cemetery showing you all the gravestones of his brothers and sisters and friends that died age 43, age 50, age 52, age 38. Age 41, over and over again. So you can see that the normal lifespan of an individual was shortened. Not to mention, they had no hair their whole life. They had tumors growing in different parts of their body, primarily in the brain, because most of the radiation they received was through the head, directly into the scalp. They would even shave their head as if to ensure that more radiation got into the scalp. No accountability for their actions.
Well, isn't that a continuing trend, though? I mean, where's the accountability for all the horror stories that are prevalent around the entire globe? You don't ever see the bad guy made an example of. Usually what you see is somebody who tried to do something good, and he gets the short end of the stick.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they like to tell us stories about the homage that certain people on an airplane flight will pay to the family of a fallen soldier whose casket happens to be in the cargo bay of the plane, and they want to pay respects because that individual gave their life. And then we have the gratuitous to preserve our freedoms, to make America a safe place. Yet while that goes on, while those stories are being told and emailed around the world over the internet, the borders are wide open. You hear stories that China is taking steps to take over Idaho completely. And they have several other states slated for the same thing because they don't want their economy to fail. and they have to be able to justify not being repaid the money that they lent to get certain things going over here. You see, the secret backdoor deals that were worked out. These are the truths that they don't want told, and they will continue to be told, never, irregardless of how they feel about it.
Well, you know, once you take over an entire state and you suddenly have Chinese militia roaming around in the open, how are you going to hide the fact? I mean, we already know that there's over 1 million foreign troops on our soils right now.
Yes, despite the fact that there are those that are saying, well, they looked into it and there aren't. They've been seen. We know where they are. We know what false flag events they have planned. And energy, here we are, you know, we've already moved through an hour, Jim. They're making energy the issue. They've got people out there. You pointed out yourself that solar power production accounts for no more than 3% of the total power production of the world right now, and yet they're lauding the success of solar power and wind power. Like that's going to change things. While everybody's focused on that, yeah, let's promote that. It's quite possible that they're looking to shift everything to natural gas. Just a possibility. I'm not saying they're going to do that. When we don't even need to be using technologies like that. They avail themselves of the advanced technologies that they've been given by those that have come here from off planet, but with the intention of getting something in return, like the planet. That's the issue. That dichotomy is there. It's everywhere I research. I can be researching the man in the moon or Pee Wee Herman, and it somehow would lead me to the same topic. Because that's where it goes. That's why it's happening. These things happen for reasons. They just don't happen just to happen. So, any closing comment you'd like to make, Jim? I know we didn't talk about anti-gravity, and we didn't talk about antimatter, but we will do that next week for sure.
Well, maybe so. Don, the only closing comment I have to make is that time is short, and it really would be a good idea for us to start looking at the world the way it really is, not the way we would like to believe it is, because it's still not too late to do something about it.
No, I agree with that. In, again, referencing that one video that I was watching, the individual who was being interviewed said, "We will move through the fourth dimension, which is it's the dimension where our telepathic powers are. And everyone will become telepathic." And now listen to this, because this gets really crazy, okay? Everyone will be telepathic. No one will be able to lie because we'll all know each other's thoughts, okay? So I guess we're going to have to learn to cope with things like greed and lust, aren't we? And certainly secret societies won't be secret anymore, will they? But then he said, after that, we will advance into the fifth dimension, where everything will be determined in a court of law. And you'll have both good decisions being made and bad decisions being made. Now, what's the point of being telepathic prior to that? And isn't that a further step down, several rungs of the ladder? It's idiotic. It's insane to make such a statement. We've got a legal system right now that's totally corrupt. So we don't need to go into the fifth dimension to experience that. You see?
That's
these are
true.
These are the things that people are responding to. They're not thinking for themselves, even when they declare that they are. Or that when they tell me or someone else who's trying to get them to awaken to the truth, that that somehow we're infringing on their right to stay in a zombie state, to be paralyzed and apathetic. Yeah, they can be. I'm not speaking to those people. Those people will never wake up. Not by this message or anyone like it. Certainly not by the truth. They'll just get to a place where the only other choice they'll have is to look at the truth and to consider it as the what they've always been looking for. Just too egotistical or too dumbed down or too ignorant to see it for what it is. And that's the irony of the whole thing is the truth is always there. It's always there. All one has to do is to see it and realize it and put it into action rather than fear it. Oh, I might have to change. I might have, you know, they protest that somebody's trying to change their mind. First, to change your mind, you have to have one. There's got to be something in between the ears other than reverberation or echo. You know, and it's to the state where everybody's brain is being turned to mush. And they're just asking you to pass the sugar and the milk or the cream to pour over it. Jim, I don't know what else to say. That's how I see the world today.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. But the mystery is the truth and all facets of the truth have always been there. I mean, where do you think these inventions come from? Down through the years. Sure, it's attributed to a particular inventor, but all he did was notice something that was already in existence. Why do certain individuals have the ability to see the truth and others do not? They're all exposed to the exact same stimuli. So, I mean, it must be a really, really flat bell curve when it comes to consciousness.
Yes. Well, maybe our discussion will have opened a few eyes. Maybe even Edgar Winter's song at the top of the show would have done that. If you missed it and tuned in too late, listen to the archive. And subscribe to bbsradio.com archives for a whole year and download all the shows on the network for a whole year. And certainly you can go back and listen because I play the music because often music's got the message in it already. And I sort of quipped, well, Edgar Winter said it all there, so we don't need to talk. You brought that to my attention, Jim. Smart guy that you are. Well, next week we will be talking about anti-gravity and anti-matter devices and how that can... Those technologies may be applied to solve some problems on this planet. And then, you know, when people become aware of that, imagine the culture shock they're going to have when they see that we aren't the only ones here. And people are experiencing that. They are seeing craft from other realms. And we've talked about it on this show, and we will continue to. And we'll talk about the corruption until it stops. In the meantime, Jim, I wish you a good night and a pleasant weekend. And I thank you for your contribution to Evident Footprints.
Well, thank you, Don. It's a pleasure to be with you as usual. And hopefully next week, God willing, I'll be back.
All right. You take care. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and tonight's guest, scientist inventor Jim Murray. Jim's got some photographs of some of his power devices on my website, directlightproductions.com. Just go there, click on photos, and click on Jim Murray, and you can take a peek at them yourself. In the meantime, I'd like to thank Windtalkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints over at BBS Radio tonight. We had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me next Monday when my special guest will be Dr. A. True Ott. In the meantime, I wish you a great weekend, and I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.